This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. Now on to the corporate news of the day. I've got two words for you. Poison pill. That is corporate speak for Twitter's counterattack against Elon Musk, a defense move, if you will, to fend off a $43 billion bid from the Tesla and SpaceX CEO. The board voted with zero opposition to approve a measure that would dilute Musk's stake in the social media company. So-called poison pills are designed to prevent hostile takeovers. Here's Marketplace's Andy Euler to explain more.
Twitter's poison pill is designed to kick in when any shareholder acquires at least 15% of its outstanding stock without the board's okay. And that's pretty typical of these measures, says Donna Hittrich. She's director of the private equity program at Columbia Business School.
What the pill provides is that everybody, except the triggering person or the bad shareholder, whoever hit that threshold level, will get to buy additional shares of the company at a discount.
And what that means is that the ownership percentage of the shareholder who's trying to take over the company would be way less. 10 years ago, Netflix used a poison pill to fend off Carl Icahn. In 2018, the board of Papa John's implemented one to limit the control of its founder.
The only way to get around the poison pill is to run what we call a proxy contest, which is a contest to unseat the directors.
That's Stephen Davidoff Solomon. He's a law professor at UC Berkeley. He says the poison pill was popular in the 80s and through the mid-90s. It was seen as a cheap insurance policy for a company's board. But then, Evan Raleigh at the University of Connecticut says there was a backlash. Poison pills started to look like companies' board members were just trying to protect their jobs.
Those people may not be the best representatives of the shareholders more broadly in that moment.
Throughout the 2000s, companies started getting rid of poison pills. According to the website DealPoint Data, as of this morning, less than 2% of U.S. publicly traded companies have an active poison pill in place. But a majority likely have one on the shelf, in case an Elon Musk shows a little too much interest. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.